Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
I remember going to Ruth after Tim died. And you know, all this stuff is in pieces around us. And I said, we've given one son for this stuff. Do we risk our other two boys? And you know, in that time of brokenness, we said to each other, to say that Jesus is not worth it is to waste Tim's sacrifice. And so we don't know where we're going to find the health, and we don't know where we're going to find the courage, and we don't know where all the pieces are coming back together, but we will hold on to Jesus until Jesus proves otherwise that he's not worth it. You see, coming out of all of that Somali stuff and the really hard question that we were asking believers in persecution all over the world is, was Jesus worth it? And the toughest man I ever met answered that question for us. That man standing among 1,500 hardened criminals with his hands raised facing the east, singing his heart song to Jesus, he proved to us Jesus is worth it. That emaciated skeleton of a pastor tortured by the KGB, his eight-year-old son taking his hand, saying, "Dad, I'm so proud of you." That family is saying, "Jesus is worth it." That's the question I want to ask my church in America and my family in the West and the churches that love Ruth and I. Is Jesus worth it? What risk are we willing to take for the kingdom of God? And do we know that to get to resurrection, it's almost always preceded by a crucifixion? But if the resurrection is true, it changes everything. And I remember the words of Omar to our staff in Somalia. I looked around, Omar said, at Uncle Nick and Aunt Ruth, and the people were crying because of Tim's death. But they knew that Tim was with Jesus. How can they know this? And why have they kept Jesus to themselves? And so, believers in persecution have taught me so much. This genealogy of faith, knowing the Bible, knowing how to pray, but basically saying with the very innermost part of their being and with their flesh, Jesus is worth it. And the gospel continues to be authenticated because of what people are willing to suffer for the cause of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.